Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. As usual, friends, this gets fun because the Bible tells us that we are to contend with those that basically promote a false grace. And I got some people on live chat right now, and this is why it's so important for people to call in and weigh in rather than attack me after the radio show. I mean, I just wish people would do this for 115 cities and 53 countries to hear. I mean, I'm not trying to be self-righteous, but the fact of the matter is, friends, I am sticking to the word. I'm not, if I was standing in my righteousness, I would be giving you my words. I'm not giving you my words. I'm giving you the word of the Lord. And yet I'm not seeing that from the people that are attacking me. Okay? Bible tells us in Jude 4, for there are certain men corrupt and unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, carnal lusts. And denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Friends, we're called to contend with these people. Okay, beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, liberation from sin, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Now we're told, you know, this is the devil. This is he doesn't want you guys contending for the faith. No, he just wants you to be caught up in false doctrine, right? No. Friends, that's the furthest thing from Scripture. All Scripture, 2 Timothy 3:16, all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God for what? For reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness. As a matter of fact, when I was out in Philadelphia, I heard a preacher. In Pennsylvania, I heard a preacher at one of the conferences. I went first, and then he came after me. And he was talking about how I'm not supposed to criticize his plow. My goodness, people, really? Leviticus 19:17 says that I'm not supposed to hate my brother. I'm to love him. And to warn him to flee from the folks, from the wrath to come. Read 2 Corinthians 5. Knowing the love of God, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men to what? Flee from the wrath to come. That was the message of John the Baptist. And doesn't the Bible say iron sharpens iron? And folks, I can get down this channel right now because it's all bubbling up right now by the Holy Ghost. You know, the Bible tells us we're supposed to let love be without dissimulation, a counterfeit love, a false covering. And this is all we see today. And it's a love that doesn't fulfill the law. You know, it tells us in Matthew 22, verse 37, we're to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength. That's the first commandment. The second is namely like unto this. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as unto thyself. You cannot love your neighbor accordingly without understanding your love for God. And where does that come from? Romans 5:5. The love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto us. There's so many people out there. Listen to me carefully. Out of love for your soul. And the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 13:4 and 5, you're to examine yourself to see whether you're in the faith or not. There's so many people that have been talked out of salvation because they were told that some man told them that they're saved and they're going to heaven and to never question their faith. Really? What Bible was he reading? And where does it tell us in Scripture that it's for a man to bear witness to God's truth? It doesn't. Nowhere. And yet people are just content with what man tells them, as if to suggest they're going to pin themselves on their church overseer sleeve and he's going to bring them into heaven. No, Scripture tells us we work out our own salvation with fear and trembling on a daily basis. Hello. I want to go back to something that I said right during the last segment of the first hour. This is Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Listen carefully. This is a man that understands the work of the Holy Ghost. He said, wherever there is faith in a man, let it but develop itself, and there will be a purging of himself from the sin. A separating himself from the world. James 4:4. 2 Corinthians 6, starting in 17 to the end of the chapter. He said there'll be a conflict with evil and a warring for the glory of Christ. Exactly. That's spiritual warfare. And that spiritual warfare, in so many ways, is foreign to those that call themselves Christians. Hey, I got a question for you. Where's the Holy Ghost? Here's another question for you. How is it in this world, and I'm answering some questions right now on live chat, how is it that so many profess, listen, 86% of people in this country profess to be Christians, and yet evil is prevailing out? And the Bible tells us, where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. Where is the grace that overcomes? I'm curious. Where is that grace that overcomes? How is it that the church in America is at peace with the world that's at war with God? How is it? How is it that babies are being murdered today? Well, it goes right back to what we've been talking about. How is it that the homosexuals are running free to do what they want to do? All 1.7% of them on a nationwide level. But, you know, I mean, America, the way the media gives it to you, the media that you don't believe, everybody believes, oh, everybody's for the gay agenda. Baloney. Hogwash. You're being lied to and you're drinking the Kool-Aid. But again, how is it that the church in America is at peace with the world that's at war with God? You want to tell me how that works, friends? Because that is about as unscriptural as it can get. That's heretical. That's heresy. And yet you see these people, oh, Bradley, where's the peace? You mean the peace that passeth all understanding? Or are you talking about the peace Jesus said, that the peace I leave with you? Is not as the world giveth, but as I give. In this world, you're going to have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. Where's that? I'm just curious. Where's the joy of the Lord and found in Hebrews chapter 12, where you bear the cross? See, you have a carnal understanding without the Holy Ghost as to the definitions of these words. But you haven't experienced them. You know nothing of it unless you've actually bore your cross. Remember, Jesus was crucified. He was buried, right? And he rose again. Most people don't know the crucifixion. Therefore, they never get to the baptism. And therefore, they never go to the resurrection to the glory of the Father. Why? Because they didn't obey him. Straight and narrow and difficult is the way, not wide and broad. You know, Hudson Taylor, let me give it to you so you can understand better. Hudson Taylor, the great missionary to China, said, I see that there's three stages in a work of God. First, it's impossible, then it's difficult, then it's difficult, then it's difficult, then it's difficult, and then it's done. You know where people fail? The difficulties. Read Mark 4, because it shows them the soil of their heart. And they're hard. They're not born of the Spirit, because if they were born of the Spirit of God, guess what? They'd be doing the things of the Spirit of God. If you're born of the Spirit of God, you're going to do the things that the Spirit of God leads you to do. And led, by the way, friends, so you know, means to be driven. Webster's 1828, I'm not talking about your revised, watered-down version, friends, in the dictionary today, where they have continuously watered down the definitions of words since the 1950s in this country. Go back to Webster's 1828. We're going to come back and we're going to finish this off, friends. Americans say that they love their freedoms, but what do they love more? Well, I've already showed you. Any comments, questions, 1-866-582-9933, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We'll be right back on the other side.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, opposition, it is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Parson Leighton Howerton for the Rimfire Conference, coming up October 25th through the 27th at the Angel Theater in Columbia Falls, Montana. If you're a man seeking real truth and real answers to the real issues that we face in our society today, then this conference is for you. Our speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Dave, Dr. Mike Spaulding, and Rob Pugh, just to name a few. So boot up and get your ticket today at coachdavelive.com/REMFIRE tickets.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I just got to go off. This is why I love phone calls and live chat, because you get people out there that don't know what they're talking about. They don't examine themselves to see whether they be in the faith. They're only conveying what they've heard from their hireling in the pulpit. Read Matthew 10:12. The hirelings are those that open the doors wide to the wolves that are devouring you today, friends. And is that what's going on today? You know, make yourself sheep and the wolves will devour. Well, that's exactly what's happening in the pulpits in America today. The greatest advocates to the homosexual agenda, the greatest advocates to illegal invasion, to those that mean to conquer your country, the greatest advocates to crime in politics, friends. It's the church that remains silent when they should protest, which makes them cowards of men. But I got a lady right now saying, you know, there's many false prophets. I got a question for you. Why were the prophets killed, the real ones? You know, you got this backwards. And then she goes on and she's talking about the accuser of the brethren. What does the Bible tell us? What does the Word of God say in regards to the accuser of the brethren? Folks, one must understand that the accuser of the brethren found in Revelation 12:10, the accuser of the brethren never corrects. He never instructs. He only distorts. And when he accuses others of what he's guilty of. Scripture corrects. It instructs in the ways of righteousness. Make distinction, period. Because you're making a fool out of yourself to believe otherwise. When you look at Joseph Goebbels, accuse the others of what you're guilty of. That's the accuser of the brethren. Instruction, correction, folks, is always there to what? Correct because you love. And then you have a misinformation or a misdefinition or a discombobulated understanding of what real love is. Real love is what Christ did on the cross. He died for the sins of mankind. Why was he crucified? Because he pointed out all of their evils. Make distinction, period. Again, the accuser of the brethren accuses others of what they are guilty of. That's exactly, by the way, what the Pharisees did when they said, crucify him, crucify him. We have no king but King Jesus. And it's exactly what's happening here in America today. We have no king but King Caesar, they said, as they were crucifying the truth. Oh, and then people wonder why, when the truth is crucified like that of Jesus Christ, as he's going up to Golgotha dragging the cross. I say this as a man with all due respect. And the people, the women are crying for him. And Jesus turns around and looks at him and says, listen, don't cry for me. Cry for you and your children, because that day is coming, America. And he said, if you allow this to happen in a green tree with all the truth that you have today, and you do nothing and tolerate it, imagine what these same people that are crucifying me, imagine these same people, what they're going to do to you. And 40 years later, we found the Passion of the Christ. And what happened, friends? 1,100,000 Old English, Fox's Book of Martyrs, were crucified on the walls of Israel in Jerusalem. Why? Because they refused to receive the love of the truth. And the Bible says that they will be deceived because they adhere to the deception. Okay? So now let's get to this. Americans say that they love their freedoms, but what do they love more? It's so relevant to what's happening in this country today. They're not protesting corruption. They're at the football game. How many, you know, here, let me say this, because I'm sure many of these people are listening to me. How is it that you call yourself a Christian, and how is it that you listen to my show every day, but yet you still justify where your heart really is? You're the worst of men. It's just that simple. Last week when I was in Pennsylvania, we were on the road again. Again, seeking and saving that which is lost. Luke 19:10. In the absolutely beautiful state of Pennsylvania, wow, that's got to be America's best kept secret, that state. It is beautiful. It's picturesque. Well, while going through the state, we stopped by a local restaurant and sat down to get some lunch. And as you know, restaurants today are filled up with wall space with television set after television set after television set to keep patrons or customers in their booths as long as possible while entertaining you in hopes that you will continue to spend more money on eating and drinking their food to keep you in their establishments. And really what they're doing, friends, is, you know, and it's bothersome, is the televisions are actually breaking the family up because everybody's got their eyes fixed on the television telling me what's going on. So we go into a family restaurant and the televisions are diverting our attention from our families? How does that work? Read 1 John 2:15. That's how that works. Well, one of my children said to me, Dad, look at all those people in that stadium. By the way, the average seating per stadium in America at one of these stadiums, 69,444 seats. That's the average. Times 32 teams. This is happening all across the country every Sunday. Okay? Read Jeremiah 11:13 when you get a moment. Okay? You know what? You're just let me do this because I want you to hear it verbatim from the Word of God. And the Word came to Jeremiah. Okay? And he's pronouncing to these people the judgment of God unless they repent. The judgments of God. Okay? Jeremiah 11:13 says, for according to the number of thy cities, King James Version, were thy gods. That's exactly right. Who do they serve? Who do they serve? They got their Vikings uniforms on. I mean, literally. You know, every once in a while, I'll take my family out on a Sunday and we'll go out to eat at another place. We do everything in our power to avoid restaurants with televisions in them now. When I was a kid, there was never any televisions. Now they're everywhere. And we go there, friends, and these grown-ups, these husbands and wives, they have all their Viking garb on, they got the horns on, they got the big jerseys on, and they're drinking beer, and they're gambling. How easily they were controlled, said George Orwell. That's exactly right. Listen again. I want you to hear this. 11:13, Jeremiah. For according to the number of thy cities were thy gods. That's right. That's what their hearts were attached to. And according to the numbers of the streets of Jerusalem, have you set up altars to that shameful thing, even altars to burn incense unto Baal? Incense is metaphorically or in parallel to prayers going up. Hey, folks, what do full-grown effeminate men talk about all week? Oh, the football game. Then they go to the football game on Sunday, and what do? They offer up their prayers to their favorite football team. They yell, they scream. They give everything, all their strength to their favorite football team. They give their hard-earned money to their favorite football team to give them that kneel down in disrespect to our veterans in the natural and in the spiritual. Hundreds of millions of dollars on a contract. How do you justify that? I need to understand. And I'm saying that in a facetious manner. Because I understand. It's idolatry. Nothing new under the sun. Absolutely nothing under the sun. And just think about that. Your heart is more attached to your favorite teams, regardless of what it is, what sport it may be, filling up 69,444 seats times 32 across America. Well, you go to the state capitol in your prospective states and you can hear the crickets on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And tomorrow, 3,000 to 4,000 more babies are going to be slaughtered. Their baby parts, even their palpitating hearts, are going to be sold off in the black market. And your senators know it. And so do the pastors that remain silent in the face of the murder of the innocent. God hates hands that shed innocent blood, but yet they honor corruption more than they do the word of God, the God that they say that they love. They're hypocrites, they're the worst of men, and they deserve their end, period. Oh, Bradley, come on, we serve a merciful God. Really, it's mercy. It's mercy to those 4,000 babies that are going to be slaughtered tomorrow while you're out entertaining yourself at a football game. That's mercy. No. The mercy of God looks out for the innocent in the womb. By what does he do? He brings about judgment upon the heads of the guilty. And that's why America is under judgment today. You want to talk about the mercy of God? You better put it into perspective, brother, because you are way out of context to suggest that somehow this is the mercy of God to allow 4,000 more babies to be murdered tomorrow while you're a football game. No, that's judgment upon you. And that's why things are getting worse and not better. And you are the same biblically illiterate individuals that talk about how Jesus is coming back, right? Yep. And didn't Jesus say, occupy till I come? Why? Yes, he did. And how are you occupying? Well, you're occupying your little butt on a seat of the 69,444 concerning one of the 32 NFL teams. You offer more butts up for your excuses than you should be in action, bring about resolve to the issues.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Trump said he'll formally object to Congress's impeachment inquiry, even as he acknowledges the House Democrats have the votes to proceed. The White House was expected to send a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi arguing that Congress cannot conduct an impeachment investigation without first having the vote to authorize it. The letter was expected to say the administration will not cooperate with the probe without that vote being done. Trump said the resolution would likely pass, but predicts it will backfire on the Democrats over this election season.
I do believe that because of what they're doing with Pelosi and their real leaders, AOC plus three, I really believe that they're going to pay a tremendous price at the polls.
When Pelosi announced that the White House was initiating the inquiry, she did not seek the consent of the full chamber, as was done for impeachment proceedings into former presidents Richard Nixon and Bill Clinton. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We got a little biblically illiterates on live chat right now. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Going back to this conversation I had with my son said, "Dad, look at those people in that stadium watching a football game." And I said to him, this is every Sunday across the country during that season. If it's not football, then it's basketball. If it's not basketball, then it's baseball. Folks, they're creating some of the most ignorant sports that people are caught up into that I've ever seen in my life. But I said back to him, it merely shows you where their hearts are. Exodus 20, verse 4. And to prove the point, I must ask, why do we have babies being illegally murdered in the womb? That's just one of a thousand things we can talk about, friends. You know, I was just kind of highlighting some of the things earlier about what we see from the pulpits in America today. They're pathetic. They're effeminate. They're weaklings. They're fearful. Read Revelation 21, verse 8. They're the first people to go where they belong. A time will come when instead of shepherds feeding the sheep, the church will have clowns entertaining the goats. That's exactly right. Charles H. Spurgeon. Charles H. Spurgeon. You know, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind, 2 Timothy 1:7. So what we see with professed Christians today is, for the most part, and I say that safely, out of experience, is a lack of Christianity. Christ isn't going to bear witness to their lie. He bears witness to the truth, the Holy Ghost does. You know, I say it's a good thing that our forefathers in the faith, Hebrews 11, didn't think and act in such a deceived and impotent fashion as them. It was accredited to President Abraham Lincoln that to sin by silence when they should protest makes cowards of men. Oh, we got a lot of them. We got a lot of them. I mean, we got more people that are corrupt and reprobate that show more of the fruits of what's right than we do those of the professed Christians. I remember when I first got saved 20-some years ago now, and I got into the church, man, I thought I was going to go into a perfect mold of what a life is supposed to be like. Little did I understand, and I began to understand when I read the Word of God, that Jesus, when he went into the synagogues, you know, that's where he's going to be casting out devils. That's where he was going to be delivering his people from their sins. Those were the people he came unto his own, but his own received them not. Man, I seen the same thing in the American church right away. It's like, whoa. And what was interesting about it is I seen all these people talking about their love for Jesus, and then they'd walk out the building, and then they'd become someone different. That wasn't what was in operation in me whatsoever. And it bothered me. I remember, folks, I mean, when I went through the process of getting broken down, until a man is broken into 1,000 pieces, God can make nothing out of him. It's exactly right. Isaiah 66, verse 2. Psalm 51, verse 17. Go back to Psalm 34, verse 18 as well. And I remember the only time I was right was when I was in the Word of God. And every day, I didn't even, folks, there was nobody directing me, nobody leading me that I could see to bring me to the Word of God. And I was in the book of Psalms, and I was trying to understand what David was talking about. And I remember going to church, and I remember the pastor saying, because I would play drums for him. And I remember him saying to me, he said, Bradley, there's something wrong. He said, you need to go home and you need to go get a comedy and just sit down and watch it. It's like I'm broken into 1,000 pieces, and the last thing I want to do is put on some comedian right now. I need to put on the robe of righteousness. I need to put on Christ. And the only way that I was feeding on the bread of life was when I was in the Word of God. Why would somebody direct me away from the Word of God when that's the answer to what I was looking for? And I'm saying a lot here, I know. But you know what? It's still the same way today. I got to be in the Word every day. And it's nobody telling me I have to do it. I want to be there. Like a car that needs to go to the gas pump every day, friends, in the natural. I can give you 1,000 different versions. And I want to tell you something, too. The kids that get up in the morning, what do they want to do? They want their Pop-Tarts, right? They want their breakfast. Well, you know what? We all feed on food, but we have a soul that feeds on spiritual food. And why is it that we overlook that, but we take care of the carnal? I mean, we exchange the eternal for the temporal. And we have to do both. There's got to be a balance. A false balance is an abomination in the sight of God. But folks, do you understand that the only time that I feel appeased is when he shows up? And I'm talking about this warfare that goes on around. Folks, it's like a tornado all day long, all night long. Ask my wife. It's like, whoa, dude. And then I can go back safely to what J.C. Ryle said. A true Christian is one who is not only peace but of conscience, but war within. He may be known by his warfare as well as his peace. You know what's weird? There's a constant warfare here, but I want peace all the time. But I want a peace. And again, who understands that? Wherever there is faith in a man, let it but develop itself, and there will be a purging of himself from sin, a separating himself from the world, a conflict with evil, and a warring for the glory of Christ. That's what's at work in me. That's what's at work at constantly. So let's bring this to a consummation, to an end. I'm talking about a conversation I had with my son when he said, look at all those people in that stadium. And I said, this is every Sunday across the country. And again, let me say it one more time. 32 NFL teams, just speaking of football right now, the average seating is 69,444 seats. And it goes up from there, by the way. Okay? And what we're talking about, friends, is Americans say that they love their freedoms, but what do they love more? You know, the problem is people don't understand what it cost to have the freedoms that they have. It's so minimized in so many different ways. Let me say it this way. In the church in America, they love to dance around the cross, but they don't want to bear the cross. And how counter is that to the Fox's Book of Martyrs when I think of Andrew, the disciple, when he said, what am I supposed to preach the cross? And when it's my time, avoid it. He went over and he kissed the cross. Hey, folks, kiss the Son lest he be angry. I want to tell you this, too. When you look at Exodus 20, it talks about thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. You better practice what you preach. Why? Because he says right after that, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Okay? So we love the freedoms that we have. We despise the sacrifice by honoring those on a football field that kneel down disrespecting those that you profess to honor. The military man makes what? $35,000. That's the high end too, by the way. $35,000 a year. Well, the football players that you worship, America, make hundreds of millions of dollars. Wow. Your enemies are the cross of Jesus Christ. And I don't care who you are. I don't care how you try to justify it. You can't justify it when you give yourself over to that. I wanted to tell you, too, this. This is important. And for those that didn't know, this is going to make you mad, probably. But apparently, and according to the new translation of the Heresies of Change, Proverbs 24:21 tells us not to give to those that meddle with change. You know, all these new translations coming forward. According to the new translation of the Heresies of Change, the American hirelings, read John 10:12, who are the greatest advocates of crimes, namely those that I've already highlighted. It's interesting, the crosses that adorn their buildings have no relevance in any sense of the word in today's society. People wear jewelry with Christian crosses on their heart. You see these devils in Hollywood do it all day long. You see it on television all day long. They're talking out of both sides of their mouth, but they got the cross on, and everybody thinks because they have a cross on, they must be Christians. Nothing could be further from the truth. Satan has mocked Jesus Christ for 6,000 years. This is ridiculous, okay? And because people say they're Christians, well, then they must be. No, you judge them by their fruits. And you judge them by what comes out of their wicked hearts. The heart is desperately wicked. It's evil. It's deceitful and desperately wicked. Who can know it, right? Did you know that according to George Barna, the reason that the church in America refuses to address the issues that I've already named to their congregants is because, are you ready for this? They're afraid that it would affect attendance and their offerings. They're like that of the brother of Moses, who made the golden calf. And why did he make the golden calf, friends, found in Exodus? He made the golden calf because he feared the people. And do we see this transpiring again? Yep, we do. I was going to go there, but I just wanted to make sure. In Exodus 32... I need to hang on a second. We're doing live radio. Yeah, Aaron was moved by the people. You know why he did it? Out of the fear of the people. And the Bible tells us that the fear of man brings a snare. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I mean, the Holy Ghost just knits right through all this junk, doesn't he? And he sets the record straight. Yep. And we see what happened there. Go to Exodus 32 when you get a moment. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back on the other side. I'm going to keep highlighting some more of the stuff that we're talking about even now. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Dr. John Diamond. I'm the director of Peacemakers Outreach and the author of the book, An Appeal to Heaven. Bradley Dean's Sons of Liberty radio show is a breath of fresh air in a nation where even the pastors are afraid to preach the truth.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've had on live chat one that has been going through the last 2 hours. I wish these people would jump on the radio so you could hear this, friends. But this person has been disingenuous and insincere every step of the way, making comments, not at one time using the Word of God. Okay? It's just a matter of give them that old saying, give them enough rope and they'll hang themselves. Right? Just a metaphor. Just give it enough time. I just told this person at this point, you're just badgering and nothing more. Move along. Okay? I'm not going to cast pearls before swine. You're not listening. You're not using the Word of God, so therefore move along, right? This is how it just came out just a moment ago, and I knew it was there. Okay? You ready for this? You're a hypocrite, homosexuals. Oh, okay, okay, I gotcha. Yeah. Are you good? I'm bringing my bride in here. I'm bringing my bride in here right now.
Just all tangled
yeah,
up.
Yeah. Okay, you know, I'm not going to give time. I got to finish this thing, and we're going to do it. Hey, folks, when you get a moment, I was highlighting Exodus 32. Read it when you get a moment, the whole of it. We were talking about the fear of man. By the way, when you read Revelations 21, verse 8, the very first thing the Lord highlights concerning judgments are those that are fearful. They're the first ones called, and it's the fear of man. When you fear the face of God, you don't fear the face of man. And when you fear the face of God, again, you don't fear the face of man. But when you fear the face of man, you don't fear the face of God. Isn't that what I just said? Yeah, I did. So anyways, with that said, George Barna, According to George Barna, he said that the reasons that the churches in America refuse to address the issues above to their congregants is because they're afraid it would affect their attendance and offerings. So they are honoring their attendance and their offerings more than the sacrifice. It's the same thing men do in the natural concerning sports in so many different ways. So why do Americans, of which 86% profess to be Christians, 1 John 2:4, right, say that they love their country but go no further than to tolerate by their inaction and idolatry, corrupt politicians, corrupt hirelings in the pulpits, the lawless. Why do you allow all these crimes to be committed against you, friends? Our veterans didn't do that. Christ surely didn't do that. I'm going back to the natural, to the spiritual. Read 1 Corinthians 2:14. You'll understand what I'm doing. Folks, Americans are simply dishonoring and trampling underfoot the blood that which our veterans and the Christ died. Read Hebrews 10:28 through 30, fighting against. 1 John 3:8. Jesus Christ didn't come into the world to patty cake with sin. He came into the world, he manifested himself to destroy them and to deliver his people from their sin. 1 John 3:18 and going 1 John 3:8 and Matthew 1:21, okay? And they're allowing tyranny to flourish in their own country through their complacency. Is this how you honor the fallen sacrifice? Absolutely not. Is this love? Absolutely not. But one thing that we know for sure, this is where the people's heart at. This is where they're at. Our which explains the state of America today. If Americans were thankful for the sacrifice, do you think for one moment they would allow the church to preach heresy or a false doctrine? Do you think that if the Americans were truly thankful and honoring the sacrifice, do you think they would allow corruption in government? No way. But their eyes are on the football. They're on the baseball. They're on the basketball. Enough said.
Exactly. And here's the deal.
That was supposed to be...
to me.
Yeah.
I got that pass.
All right.
No pun intended. But righteously speaking, I know Bradley's been talking a lot about on the radio about us being in Pennsylvania and New York. And I just want to share with you real quick, just for a moment. You know, it's interesting because we have been on the road so much this year that it's like we've been gone more than we've been at home. And it's been a blessing. We've done the largest homeschool convention in the nation. We were there. We did a homeschool co-op group in Florida. We were at academies, East Coast, West Coast, Wisconsin, Michigan, Ohio twice, just got back from Pennsylvania and New York. And it's interesting because most professed Christians, they get involved in their church. The church nowadays has become kind of a social club or a clique club, and they don't reach out to the lost. It was Charles Spurgeon who said, "Have you no desire for others to be saved? Then you're not saved yourself. Be sure of that." If we don't have a hunger and a desire to reach out to the lost and dying world around us, then we need to question our own salvation. There are times you just sit down in restaurants and you look at people and your heart just goes out to them. If you don't have that desire and those spiritual inclinations within you, then I would question and not... are you really saved? The Bible says to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. So going back to what I was saying about the professed Christians, a lot of times, you know, in this social clique club, people get involved in their own church, their own Sunday mornings, their own retreats, their own conferences, their own, you know, special events and meetings and so forth, that they don't reach out to the world around them. We have to understand that we're not called to go inside of a church and stay there.
Hey, we're at the beach and all of a sudden we see that little kid out in the water drowning. Well, he's not my kid. Just
exactly.
Entertain yourself. Get that beach ball, throw it around, have a good time.
That's exactly right.
Hey, that
right.
House is on fire. Well, it's not my family. Just keep walking. Mind your own business.
That's right. We should have a desire for others. So, in the church realm, it's so easy for people to get caught up in their own quote-unquote click club and not go out and seek and save that which is lost. And we have to understand, you know, we do our grandstand booth at the Minnesota State Fair, which is the largest fair in the United States, every single year for 12 days straight from, you know, 9 in the morning till 9 at night. And what I love about the State Fair is I tell people not everyone's going to step foot inside of the church walls, go to a conservative meeting, this, that, or the other. But the true heathens, the lost, Jesus went to the harlots. Jesus went to the tax collectors. In fact, he said that they go into the kingdom of heaven before you.
Yeah, the harlots.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so he went out to the highways and the hedges, and he went out to seek and save that which is lost. And what's interesting about our last trip is We went out and did the same thing. Now, we, ministry for us, we always say, we don't have a time clock or punch card, okay? It's not 9 to 5 and, oh, we turn off our Christian hat, we go home, we live our selfish lives. Ministry for us is 24/7. So even when we were in New York, we were on the streets of New York passing out gospel tracts. And this is awesome because you're going to Muslims. They have street peddlers everywhere. You're getting the street peddlers. You're walking in front of, you know, a gentleman's club, quote unquote. We're tracking the bouncer who's standing at the front. We're literally going to the harlot, the tax collectors, the baser sort, who have need of a physician. They that are whole, Jesus said, have no need of the physician, but those that are sick. So we're reaching out to this lost and dying world. And I would encourage you guys who are listening to say, listen, what have you done to reach out to the lost and dying world around you? If you claim your Christianity and that you're a Christian, but you have no desire for others to be saved, you have no desire for the Word of God, you have no desire to evangelize, then I would question, are you even in the faith? So we here at the Sons of Liberty are taking this message literally on the streets. We're taking them all over the United States, and we need your support to continue to do so. I tell people who give to our ministry, listen, you're just a part of this as we are. And for those of you who subscribe to our newsletter, what I like about it is that every week you are seeing the fruit of your giving, where we're going, who we're reaching. You know, we're all a part of the body of Christ, and Christ is the head, but we all have our part to do. We're all called to do the work of an evangelist, but for some who say, listen, God has blessed me more with the financial means where I can bless other people to go to some of those places that maybe I can't go to reach out to those people on the streets, to go to the schools, to go to these meetings all across America, and we want to join together with you because we cannot do it apart from you. Going back to what I was saying about the state fair, that's another example of what we do. You want to have a special day in your life with excitement and adventure and never knowing what's going to come your way, go to the Minnesota State Fair at the booth with us for one day, and you're going to find the crazies. You're going to find people who are God haters, fellow believers. You're going to find atheists. You're going to find homosexuals. You're going to find all the gamut. Our job is not what people do with the truth. Our job is to give people the truth, and what they do with them is up to them. It's interesting because, you know, it's a family ministry, so our boys help out at the booth. And years back, when they were younger, they'd get their feelings hurt a little bit if they passed on a gospel tract and someone would, you know, throw it in the trash can or don't want it, you know, whatever the case might be. And I said, listen, your job is to make sure that people get the truth. What they do with that truth is entirely up to them. We want our hands clean, per se, of the blood of those around us, whether that be your coworkers, your family members, people that you see on a daily basis. Our job is to reach out to them. So please help us in doing just that as well by going to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button or the Donate Securely button. We appreciate everyone that gives, but most importantly, those people that can give as a son or daughter of liberty. For our newer listeners, because we have new radio affiliates that happen all the time and across the nation, our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is an opportunity for people to give on a monthly basis, and that kind of helps the foundation of the ministry, you know, keep that strong and solid so we can catapult and reach out to seek and save that which is lost. So if you're listening to this radio program and you're thinking, God, that it's there, you're thinking to yourself, I wish my pastor would preach this way on a Sunday morning, I wish more people, we hear this all the time, thank God there's a ministry like you out there.
Exactly.
Well, we thank God for it, but unless we have the
I would never subject my kids to what you do, but it's interesting how my little 9-year-old, my 11-year-old, my 13-year-old, and my 15-year-old can, and they've been doing it their whole lives.
Yeah, and their highlights are they pass out gospel tracts. They've also got these other gospel tracts. It looks like a wallet, and you put it on the ground, and they love to watch people pick up what they think is just a missing wallet on the ground. They're like, oh, look at them. Oh, they're just thieves. They would not have turned that in. They're thieves. But then they get the gospel message. So please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the Spread the Word button to become a son or daughter of liberty and give on a monthly basis, or you can donate securely, a one-time donation. All your donations are tax-deductible. We truly appreciate all your support.
Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Talk to you in a day in 23. See ya.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.